Unit 15. Labor Unions. Written records indicate that in 1153 BC, workers in the city of Thebes, Egypt, protested receiving the same food every day, as well as their overall working conditions. This was the first recorded disagreement between labor and management. About 800 years later, the first strike happened. Aristos, originally from Greece, led the strike in Rome against his master, in protest of meal breaks which were too short. The tradition of organizing workers to protest unfair conditions has continued to the present. Today, labor unions stand up for the rights of workers using collective bargaining techniques. These unions, which exist all around the world, take three basic forms: voluntary unions, bureaucratic unions, and totalitarian unions. Voluntary, or free unions, leave the choice of membership up to individuals. Not everyone must join the union, but enough people do join so that the union keeps power in the workplace. The purpose of this type of union is to establish a good living standard for employees, and also to protect this standard during times of economic difficulty. Countries where this type of union is popular include most of Western Europe, Britain, Ireland, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. Membership in bureaucratic unions is also voluntary, but because these unions are closely connected to political parties in the countries where these unions operate, members of the party include themselves as members of the union. This type of union's main purpose is to set up good relations between the ruling government and members of the union. Political and social reform are the main goals of this type of union. Bureaucratic unions are found in Latin America and some Asian and African countries. Totalitarian unions are found in countries ruled by dictatorships. These unions officially have no real power to affect the government or the workplace. Instead, the purpose of this type of union is simply to increase production in the interest of state goals. China is one country where this type of union exists. When unions and employers do not see eye to eye on an issue, the union sends some of its workers to meet with the employers and try to reach an agreement. However, collective bargaining does not always sufficiently influence policymakers. When this technique fails to meet the union goals, a strike may be called. Strikes may take several different forms, including pickets, sit-down strikes, and also general strikes in which labor for an entire region may stop. Unions have found that strikes are the most effective in times when unemployment is low and economic conditions are good. This effectiveness is probably due to the fact that workers feel less pressure to give in and return to work during a strike, because many strikers have money in the bank to live on for the duration of the strike. Also, under good economic conditions, companies do not have a large pool of unemployed workers to draw upon to replace those on strike.